Good morning, Cork.
How are we?
I'm all right. How are you?
Another day.
Another dollar.
Another dollar.
Yeah. I was just reading there in the paper that the 250 million euro Cork family have finally collected their check.
It's a syndicate. It's a family syndicate.
I'm so glad.
That is so nice.
That's what we wanted, wasn't it?
A family of five, 50 yeah. milli each, happy ever after.
Oh, so good.
It's amazing that they've actually, like, if you won that money, like, you'd be in Dublin the next day.
You would,
in case
yeah.
you lose that ticket. Obviously. Yeah.
They set an alarm, it says. We set an alarm.
You set an alarm, yeah. like a reminder to pick up a quarter of a billion.
It says we set an alarm to make contact first thing the following morning, but we had a very sleepless night the night before.
I wouldn't have slept since I won it.
Neither would I. But they have vowed that the win is not going to change them.
Yes, it is.
They'll still be making their favourite ham and cheese sandwiches for lunch every day.
Yeah, wrapped in gold tinfoil.
Wrapped in caviar.
Don't give me this, it won't change me, crack. It will change you. It'll change, like, and I hope it doesn't destroy you.
Well, but it's 50 million.
I know.
So, like,
is there five in the family?
I don't know if there's five. It just says the family syndicate.
There could be 10 or 20 of them in it. It'd be amazing if there was 20 of them in it and they all got...
Exactly. I wonder, let's just say for talk's sake, right?
Yeah.
There was only five of you that won it initially, right? If it was a syndicate of five. If you won that much, you would start extending that family, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. Or would you?
Yeah, you would.
No, because you see...
Brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews.
Yeah,
and...
but listen, if you're trickling down and down and down, the more chance of it getting out. And then you're going to cause internal wars.
You gave him 100 grand, I only got 12.
Oh, you're right, actually.
You know what I mean? And it would be a head melt.
So maybe keep it within the...
I'd shut my mouth and I'd move to Thailand.
Why Thailand, Casey?
Thailand's gorgeous.
It is. No, it is. Yeah.
There's an island there where they shot the beach.
That's right.
And it's on my bucket list of places to go to.
What's it called? Phuket?
Is it part of Phuket Island?
I think it is.
Yeah. I have so many friends that have gone over there. And
wow, it's paradise.
It is paradise over there.
Yeah, it is.
Why do you think I'm going over there for a game of table tennis?
Didn't know what you'd be doing.
In those funky clubs.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I can't do that sound, but that's exactly
tall man, catch it!
Yeah. Waiting there with your net.
Oh my God. No, I don't know. I'd have so much fun with that money. I swear
but
to
I'm
God.
I'm just really glad that they've collected it. I mean, obviously, I'm still dying to know who it is, as
yeah.
we all are. But that will never be revealed. But
it comes out in the wash eventually.
Do you think so?
It always comes out in
does
the wash.
It does.
Mm. It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, congratulations.
Anyway,
if you're listening, which I doubt they are.
Yeah.
They might be, though.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
If it's you and you're listening, we just want to say massive congratulations. And enjoy your ham and cheese.
Absolutely. And don't go mad. Don't go. No. Have the crack, but keep your feet in the
ground.
That's
our advice. Because
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no
That's
way
what
we would.
Would do. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I was down the Marquee yesterday evening. Yeah. Went down at 6 o'clock. Had to meet the Kingfisher lads.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The place was mobbed. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just like queues going right the way back Monaghan Road in both directions trying to get into the Marquee. Security were like going, like, it's crazy. And they were in really early to get in and get right up the front and see the lads. And the lads were in such good form last night.
I'd say they are.
Yeah.
They're rocketing, aren't they?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They've just had the most incredible year, but the last 6 months particularly. And now the Cork's in the All-Ireland final on Sunday. And we have they are responsible for the hurling anthem of the decade.
Yeah, yeah.
Their popularity has just quadrupled. So
lovely lads, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth. Pure,
they look like that,
sound,
yeah.
culty, agricultural yeah. fellas. They all went to college together in Limerick studying engineering and they just started jamming during COVID.
That's right.
Playing music and then releasing, trickling out a few songs, and then the fan base just blew up.
Now look.
And they've all quit college and it's all music. I will say this though. I came out of the interview. It was myself, it was Jake on cameras.
Yeah.
And two of our lovely ladies from the Red Patrollers. Uh-huh. And we walked out of the backstage area after about a 20-minute interview. And we had finished her bits and bobs. I was like, yeah, that's a great interview. I'll cut that up for the morning. I walked outside and there was a fella from another radio station with three of his crew there.
Okay.
And as soon as we walked out of our cabin, he started booing. What? Boo! Boo!
Oh, that's really mature.
And I was like, oh, nice of you to bring all of your listeners to the event.
Yeah.
With you tonight. It was lovely to see you, lads.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Sorry, the Bantle. Bantle's there.
Of course, good times. This is Red FM. Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. Aaron's been on to me here on WhatsApp.
All right, okay.
Oh, I had a dream last night that Cork lost by 9 points.
Oh, Aaron.
That's a nightmare.
Vix VIPs on Cork's good times. Red FM.
Oh, I hope that doesn't come true.
That's the trauma of last year and all other All-Ireland losses.
And you understand that, don't you?
Nobody better. I've walked out of nine All-Ireland finals.
Is that how many, KC?
At least nine, yeah.
Okay, well now when you say things like that, I can understand why you're slightly cautious about going into these things. Yeah. That's understandable. You have trauma attached to it.
Yeah, it's that. Do you know what the worst part of it is? When you're at an All-Ireland final, if you're up in Croke Park, and you're getting hockeyed, like there's like 8 or 9 points, there's 4 minutes left, everyone gets up and starts leaving to get out early. And then you're walking down the canal road.
Yeah.
You're leaving the Croke Park Hotel behind you and you hear the final whistle cheer. That's the biggest kick in the stones. It's gut-wrenching. That is not going to happen on Sunday.
No, absolutely not.
All right.
Well, it is for Tim, but anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
We have to do a few VIPs.
Let's do it.
Okay. Emma Watson, she's the actress who played Hermione in Harry Potter, has been banned for driving from 6 months.
What'd she do?
Well, she appeared at High Wycombe Magistrates Court yesterday. It's speeding. She was basically caught doing 38 in a 30 mile per hour zone.
Eight over?
Yeah.
And you go to court?
Yeah.
In England?
Well, no. The reason she went to court is because it's her fourth driving offence in less than 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they start to pile up. You probably have to show your face. But, and I'm not in any way condoning speeding, but she seems to have been, it seems to be this 30 mile an hour zone situation where she's had trouble.
Yeah, got caught in a few of those up in Dublin.
You know, because she's above 35, 36, 37, 38. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she's been banned for driving for 6 months. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
That was the Harry Potter news.
I think there's a bit of wiggle room over here. So if it's...
Is there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like, I think somebody said because the calibration of cars is different.
Okay.
Speed wise, that there could be like an 8 kilometer leeway. Oh. So if you're doing 108, you might be saying. By the way, this is not. I've heard this. I don't know how true it is, but there could be like 4 or 5 kilometers per hour.
They allow
wiggle room over the actual limit set.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because there's different cars are collaborated different for speed. So I don't know how true that is. Anyone know?
No, I don't know. We'll see if anyone listening knows. We had the term conscious uncoupling hurled at us.
Yeah.
Ah, you missed it. Come on.
Hurled at us.
Hurled.
Conscious uncoupling hurled at us.
Hurled.
I got you, but
it's the All Ireland final.
I go so very cute.
A few years back. Has
Hoggy broke up with somebody or
no,
something?
No, I just.
What's the story?
You've no idea, lads. You know what? When I was writing my little script last night and I put that hurled into that little paragraph, I was proud as punch of myself.
Are you high-fiving yourself?
Yeah.
Good on you.
I was like, go on, Vic. Get
sorry,
the word
I left you
hurled.
Hanging, didn't I?
Yeah. Get the word hurled in there. But anyway, conscious uncoupling Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin during their divorce, they kind of shoved that term at us and we got used to it. Now there's a new one. Do you remember 90210 actress Tori Spelling?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her father was a really big, famous Hollywood director. But she says there's a new way to describe a relationship now. She's looking for love following on from her recent divorce. And she's been speaking about it on her podcast, Miss Spelling. Have a listen.
A monogamous situationship. That would fit really nicely into my life because honestly, right now, I'm focused on my kids and I'm focused on work. There's not the like, you don't have to be with them every night. You don't have to like move in with them, but you're not with anyone else. So it just kind of goes with your time and freedom.
What do you think about that?
So, okay.
It's a monogamous situationship.
So you
fit into that person's situation.
So I'm only available Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday.
Now you have it.
And that's it.
That's it. And also you can't see anyone else.
All right. A situationship.
A monogamous situationship. That's the new one now, lads. Get your head around that.
So it's just, it's like your convenience.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're sending them a spreadsheet.
Well, I guess it's probably neutral.
It works both ways, yeah.
I guess it's mutual. But exactly what you said, I can see you on a Wednesday night from 7:30 till 8:30, on a Sunday afternoon from 2 till 4. To be honest with you, I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
That's an escort service. Red FM
Breakfast. Let's go. With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Sport with Simply Suits.
Thank you, Hagen. Rory O'Hagan.
That's good.
That was my fault. Completely threw you for your whole week.
I know, I was all over the shop then, wasn't I? I was like the second guessing myself, doubting myself, wondering what's the point of existence.
Ever the pro. How many tattoos have you got?
Four.
What about one on your arm that says Cork All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions 2025?
I'll tell you what, I'll get it done on Monday morning.
Okay, fair enough. This is Michael John Murphy. We have found him.
Yes.
Vic has traced him.
I have.
We'll ring him later on and find out.
A hero.
How he's feeling. I mean, this is Cork confidence.
This really, but yeah. I like that kind of confidence.
What I would have done is Cork All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship and left a blank and then put in the date. Yeah. Cork Red. It's all about the Rebels, really, isn't it? The supporters, the passion, the people and the pride as the Rebel roar and the Rebels rise this Sunday. Now, some of you have taken it to the absolute next level and proclaimed a championship victory for Cork in tattoo form. Michael John Murphy, good morning, sir.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Well, boy.
I love the confidence.
I do too.
I love the confidence. So it's your right arm, and when you hold up your elbow, it's Cork All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions 2025.
Yeah, I like it.
That's it.
Done deal, you see. It's a done deal, isn't it, Michael?
Well, you know, as I was saying to my wife the other day, it's in Cork, it's looked at confidence. In other places, it might be looked at a bit as arrogance.
Not in Cork.
And come here, what's the reaction been like when you walk around and show people a tattoo?
To be honest, the whole thing has turned into a bit of a circus. I haven't been expecting this reaction at all.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of chatter about egg on your face as well. In the event, God forbid, things do not go to plan,
right,
what's going to happen?
Well, I'm not worried about that, but just if for some twist of fate it did, I won't be getting anything changed. I said it'll be left as it is.
Well done.
The tattooist that done the job said he'd be more than happy to change the 5 to a 6 or an 8 in the future.
We just keep erasing it.
No, I said there's more of a chance now that he'd be adding a 6 and an 8 to it. But no, I won't be getting anything changed.
Well done.
Hey, Michael, I hope you don't need some tip X.
Hey. He's been saying that all week, all week,
tried the salmon. Tell me about the man who did it for you. He's out Passage West direction. What's his studio called?
He is in Skint Studio down in Passage West. Dara Murphy is his name.
He's brilliant, Dara. I've seen his work. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He offered this to you for free because he couldn't charge you for something that might backfire on him.
That's it. No, he. I run a Facebook page, Cork Hurling Talk, and he advertised. He was doing a flash sale for Cork themed tattoos.
For
the occasion. And he said that whoever was willing to get it done before Sunday, he would do it for free.
Okay.
The first person to put up their hand, of course, was me. And that's how it turned about.
Brilliant.
Okay, so it's done. It's there, and you could have history on your arm.
As I said, it won't be getting changed regardless of the result anyway.
You see, I love that. I love the fact that you don't have a plan B, because that shows how absolutely confident you are.
Will you do me a favour? When Cork win on Sunday, on Monday, will you get 26 added to the tattoo?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have to have an incentive for it.
I love it.
I adore the car confidence of it all. Yeah. Have you got tickets for the game? Will you be there?
I have. Myself, wife, my daughter and my son have the season ticket. We haven't missed a game in about 5 years, so we'll be there.
Well, I tell you what, if anyone deserves to be sitting in that audience, in that crowd on Sunday, it's you, Michael, with the tattoo like that.
Michael John Murphy, go and check out Michael's page. It is Cork Hurling Talk on Facebook. Give it a like. You'll see all the photos up there. And Mike, give me your biggest Up the Rebels, please.
Up the Rebels!
Yes! Up the Rebels!
All Ireland. The Killalalalas, lads. Thank you very much, gents. Got to hang on with them last night. Just before they went on stage. Live at the Marquee was amazing last night. They blew the roof off the place. A special homecoming. One very brave member of the band rocked out on stage in a tip jersey.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, a brave fiend. Mr. Magoo, can we talk hurling, please? I see you're wearing the local pride there. How are we fixed for this weekend? What is going to happen?
I mean, it's obvious what's going to happen.
No, well, you tell me. Well, I'll tell you what's happened the last four times the Rebels have meet the Premier County. Hasn't been nice, has it?
No. It'll be a game of two halves now.
There'll be the first half and the second half.
One after the other.
Yeah.
And I know Cork are confident, but I think it's a Tipperary year.
You've got a fantastic team.
We do.
And you've got some great young players.
You had your chance last year, battled it. So.
Yeah, but can you handle the big stage? You see, Cork is going back for its second All-Ireland now. It's the biggest day for all those young players' lives. Can they handle that pressure? What are you thinking?
I've every confidence in them. It's disappointing that they're up against Tipperary. Tears on Monday.
Fitzy, what are you thinking?
Sure, look, it's going to be Cork's year, isn't it?
It's going
to have to be.
Yeah, I mean, can we talk about the song?
Sure,
the song.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way things happen off the back of chance and the whole kind of domino effects of you meeting somebody in a pub saying, "Will you write a song for us?" And we don't have a song for Killa, and then it just became like from where it started, the genesis of that, to turn it into like a hurling anthem of modern era, of the decade, which is rightly owned by Cork, by the way, and Killa, obviously. What's it been like to see something that was a basic idea, very simple rhythm, simple chord progression, to turn into the absolute anthem it's become?
Probably one of the weirdest, craziest things.
He still can't handle it, yeah.
Like, we wrote it as a joke.
Right,
at the time. Like, it was a friend of mine who came to me while I was after a few pints and made me agree to write the song if they got to a final.
Okay.
And lo and behold, they got to the final, so me and Eddie ran off while Magoo was recording this like really moody minor key banjo thing.
Yeah.
And we wrote most of the song, and all we had for the after post chorus bit was la 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 la.
We thought that was great.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough, that'll do.
And then Magoo comes along and he's like, "Well, what if it's kill la la?"
Oh, right.
Sure, the place went mental.
Yeah, I'm sure he was just like. So Soundman Yank, actually, shout out. Yeah. There'd be no Killa without Yank, so good luck.
Yeah, fair play to
you. Do you know there's like four other huge songs about Killa that are probably bigger than your Killa song?
Yeah, I actually don't know any of them. You have to tell me.
Down in Killa, they're mad for the hurling. Killa la la la, Killa la la la.
They are mad for the hurling. Killa la 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 la.
Cause this is Killa.
Nice.
Killa la 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 la.
We're going to have to extend the set list tonight.
Just that easy.
Yeah. We're going to have to extend the set list, get a few of these in tonight. Yeah.
What's been the most holy shit moment for the band so far? I mean, you've obviously, Fairview, I heard, was something on a different level for you.
That'd be my answer anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the current answer. I mean, there were holy shit moments before that, I think.
Yeah.
There was a couple, like, we went down for a few pints in a pub in rural Tipperary called Jim in the Mills, and there was 600 people showed up thinking we were going to play a gig. Apparently there was a rumour going around that we had brought an Act of Glory and we were going to play in the back of it, which is just simply not true. We went down for a few pints. So that was a bit of a holy cricket moment, I think.
Yeah. Hopefully tonight now will be...
Tonight could top it again.
I think you're in for one of the biggest nights you've ever had. The buzz around the gig tonight is massive.
Yeah, it's cool.
It really is. We'll hear more from Kingfisher later on. That was backstage at the Marquee, catching up with the boys before they did the first of their sold-out shows. Their new album is called Halcyon. Halcyon means... a time in the past that there was the most amazing time in your life.
Oh, wow.
But Halcyon for them is now.
It is.
Right now, yeah. For that band and those three lads.
Oh, yeah.
So more from Kingfisher a little bit later on. Just adding to the build-up, everybody. It's good.
West Cork, up the river!
Let's get some money.
The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Eve. How are we?
Good. How are you?
How's Ballymacoda this morning?
It's a bit rainy now, down here.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a bit manky this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
We really needed the sunshine for this build-up, we didn't get it this week. Anyway, let's rock on. €1,000 heading into Rebel Weekend. If you can give me 10 out of 10 on Pop Quiz. Eve, let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who is the Cork Hurley manager?
Pat Ryan.
Who is known as Mr. Worldwide?
Pitbull.
Can you tell me who Justin Bieber's wife is?
Hailey Bieber.
Number 4. What ball is used in hurling and camogie?
Slitter.
Question 5. What country is Cardiff in?
Wales.
How long has it been since Cork has won the All-Ireland? In how many years has it been since Cork won the All-Ireland?
20.
Question number 7. Andy Farrell is the coach of what Irish team?
Rugby.
Question number 8. If you were attending Tomorrowland, what would you be going to?
A festival.
Question number 9. Who was Ireland's first Taoiseach? The very first Taoiseach of Ireland was who? Come on, give us a guess. There was a WT at the start and then a surname. WT Cosgrave.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Eve, you were doing so well.
You got
everything correct right up until number 9. Would you have known the answer to number 10 if we had got that far? Would you have known what was the cause of death for the singer Jeff Buckley? Jeff Buckley, legendary singer.
No, I wouldn't.
No idea. He went for a swim, the poor devil, and didn't come back. WT Cosgrave, first Taoiseach of Ireland, and you got everything else right. So it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. That's on its way to you. And Eve, we'd love to have you back on.
Yeah,
Eve, you're very good at this, by the
She's
way.
She's very chilled, isn't she? You're very chilled.
There's a lovely kind of...
nice kind of
lovely aura.
Tranquility.
Very
about
tranquil.
It.
Where we Ballymacoda aura off you.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all right. Have a lovely day and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks a million,
see
guys.
You, FM Breakfast.
Let's go. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
You want to be at the Red FM Rebel Fan Zone. Colm O'Sullivan hosting the party on Sunday. Get your free tickets now. They are available. Tell me about this All-Ireland prediction crack.
Oh, there's been a few predictions this week, obviously, about what the score is going to be and who is going to win on Sunday. Shane Lowry gave his prediction.
Look, they've been there and they know what it's like. They felt pain last year and they don't want to feel that again this year. So
the first 10 minutes will tell an awful lot in this game. I think, you know, if Cork get a quick start, I think Tip will be a trouble.
That was Davy Russell and Dara O'Donovan. Sorry, my fault. But I had Shane Lowry predicting as well. Have a listen to what he said.
Go on, Lowry.
I think Cork will win.
Good man.
but I don't really want to say much else.
Okay, yeah.
He's worried because he's got Tipperary fans.
Hasn't he just? Yeah.
But all the predictions are pointing towards Cork. Now, how do you feel about predictions?
Predictions are based on a guess sometimes, and they're also on a feeling. Yeah. My prediction is... It's absolutely leaning towards Cork. I'm so cautious on the hype front. Because again, I've explained this 100 times.
That's why I asked you.
I have walked out of 8, 9 All-Ireland finals, and it's so much better just going in there, just hoping for the best, knowing that you've got the better team, and hoping on the day things happen. Yeah. That's all we can hope for.
Off the Ball podcast, they were talking this week about Roy Keane at an All-Ireland and whether he would ever be interested in doing any punditry for it. Have a listen.
Roy Keane was two boxes down from last year. I wouldn't say he snubbed Darragh O'Brien, but Darragh O'Brien was in the bathroom and here was Roy Keane.
There's no way Keane does it with Cork in the final. And anyway, I don't think he could do it for the BBC. Like, say if the BBC approached Roy Keane and went, we want you in our box and we're going to chat to you and whatever. No, Cork in the final, he's not going to want to be disrupted.
I don't know who the box is, two boxes down from us, but he joins someone in there and he watches the match. It was the same as last year, like, you know, where he goes to watch Cork.
Oh my God,
he's only there to watch Cork.
Yeah.
He'll blame him.
He'll be there Sunday.
He will.
Guarantee you.
He'll be there. He's got a nice little seat in a box by the sounds of it.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be there eating his prawn sandwiches. Isn't that right, Roy?
That's it.
No, absolutely love this. The cabin crew have given Red FM an absolute exclusive this morning. It's called Yup, Yup, Yup. Put your hurlies up.
Oh, yeah.
Jack is 10. Patrick is 11. They met a Cork hurling banger during the Rap Summer Camp at the Cabin Studio last week. Thanks to Jackie Ray, GMC Beats for helping the boys, and Music Gen CC and Cork. Let me see who have I got here. Cork Youth Services as well for supporting the workshops at Cabin Studio. Papa Drop Beats, who produced the beats, by the way, and provided the music for the lads. Yup, yup, yup. Put your hurlies up, up, up. Jack and Patrick.
Oh, wow.
And the cabin crew.
Well done, lads.
Yup, yup, yup. Put your hurlies up, up, up. Well done, gang. Well done, GMC. And the two boys. Jack is 10. Patrick is 11. And again, the cabin crew just turning out more brilliant music and just giving kids a massive opportunity. Lads,
well done. Super proud
of you. Well done.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Work with Simply Suits.
I love the way we hook Cork into everything. Grannies, granddads, Jack Russells, the whole shebang. But there's a Cork lineage there.
There is, yeah. So he's got a Cork grandparent. So he's from Cork, like. Yeah,
that'll do, like.
That'll do, like.
All right. How are we doing here?
Turn. Cork. Red.
Okay, my position is 119.
I'm in here.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Are you in, Vic?
I've been trying through Eventmaster, not yet, but I'll get in.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
Everybody, these tickets are live. If you want to get your family passes, your free family passes to come and join. I don't know if you realise the scale of this.
It's so big.
This is history.
Yeah.
This is a 20-year drought coming to an end on Sunday. Please come to an end on Sunday.
Fingers crossed.
Light a candle, put out the child of hockey. Light a candle on the child of hockey.
Who's the child of hockey?
The child of hockey.
Yeah, the sacred
child. Oh, the child of hockey. Hockey. Yeah. I thought you said hockey. I was like, that's the wrong sport.
It's a frog, isn't it? Oh, Victoria.
It's your
frog.
I'm sorry. Sorry, the child of hockey.
Yeah, not there. Leave the hockey statues until the summer games again.
All right, lads, I've got my ticket sorted for the...
Are you in?
I've got my ticket sorted.
Well done.
Jesus, hold on. Where am I now? I'm 56 in the crew. Okay. What's the blue zone and the yellow zone?
I don't know. I've gone for the south stand anyway.
Website are you on?
I'm on eventmaster.ie.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. It's not coming up.
If you go to corkcity.ie, there's a link there that will give you the Eventmaster link.
Okay.
Okay, you can get five tickets at a go. I'm proceeding. Okay, first name. What's my name?
I don't know.
You can get them through Cork GA's website as well, can't you?
You can. GA Cork, which brings you to Eventmaster, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry, lads. I'm just forgetting my tickets here. Don't mind me.
Yeah, it's all right. We don't really need to do a breakfast show.
Everyone's doing the exact same thing anyway.
It's okay. We're all together on this one. I'll put in my Red FM email address.
Except the people who are lucky enough to be going to Dublin, obviously.
We don't like you those fancy people. Dans.
They're booking their trains.
To be honest with you, I'd rather stay in Cork. As you said, Casey.
Up Cork.
You haven't got far to go to get home, have you?
This is the joy. You're not paying 900 quid for a hotel room there and you're and you're home when we win.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm checking out now.
Yeah, I've got mine.
Hold on a second. Complete registration tick and we are...
I've got mine.
Yes!
Yes!
They're in the
You're
bag.
In. Sorted.
All right, that's what you got to do. So three websites right now. Cork, GA, GAcork.ie. Yeah. That will bring you to eventmaster.ie, so you might as well just go that way as well. And then CorkCity.ie is the other website.
Yeah.
Again, these are free. Please apply for them if you're going to use them. And the very best of luck. If
Ronan's
you're looking...
just been on. He's got his tickets. He can't wait.
Ronan, you've got your
go
tickets.
On,
it's
going to
be class. It's going to be absolutely class. Yeah.
Colm O'Sullivan will be the MC. He'll be banging out the tunes and getting you revved up and ready. Again, it's looking like showery Sunday. The sunny spells and a few showers knocking around. Plan for. We will be there with thousands of ponchos.
Yeah.
We'll have the Red FM ponchos ready to go. We have thousands of Red FM bucket hats. Have you seen the bucket hats?
Yeah, it's so class. Good.
Oh, I have one in the car
you
already.
You can also use them for the Oasis gigs. This
you
is the
can.
They double up. So, yeah. So be there on Sunday. Grab those free tickets right now and listen, the best of luck. Let us know. I want to see your screenshots. Actually, don't screenshot them. Hold them. Hold them yourself. Let us know if you got your tickets, okay? 0868 104 106. They are live. Go for it. Again, those tickets are free. They will be gone, I'd imagine, by 8 o'clock. So get your skates on if you want to join us at the Red FM Rebel Fan Zone. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red
FM. Hey, it's Kingfisher on Red FM. We just want to say thank you to everyone in Cork for supporting Killa. Thank you for making Killa the anthem of Cork for the All-Ireland Final.
Red FM. Cork's good times.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river.